1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you now to the Business Minute with Kevin Clark. The Kevin Clark Business Minute is presented by Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. The Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, a member of New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. And Kevin, jitters would be understandable among those who follow and are on Wall Street over what is going on in Washington, but I'm afraid to say this is not surprising.
No, it's not surprising at all. And, you know, of course, when you look back a week ago, you know, the markets really had a pretty nice correction, actually. And but I think the markets have spoken. And when you look at where the markets are today, we're well over 15,000 on the Dow. You know, oil is stabilized. Gold has actually moved a little lower. The bond market seems to be stabilizing. And I think what the markets really are saying is that, you know, our political leaders, and I use the word leaders loosely here, that they will eventually capitulate, and they both will, you know, kind of go in opposite directions in their game of chicken. I mean, that's where we are. That's what the markets are saying. You know, we are ending up in a place where we're going to kick the can down the road. It's been embarrassing for the American people. And I think it speaks a lot to the importance of the upcoming 2016 presidential election, because obviously when you're this divided as a nation, vision is going to be extremely important to move the country forward. And you know, obviously we are off track as a nation. I think every poll would agree with that. And so this is another bad time in Washington, but I think when you look at the financial markets, they're looking past it. They're trying to look out, you know, a couple of quarters, and ultimately, when we get through tomorrow with all the high drama that I'm sure we're going to see, Gary, you know, we'll get on the other side of this, and we'll postpone any kind of serious decision that needs to be made, and we'll start focusing again on the things that really affecting, you know, the investor, which is Janet Yellen becoming chairperson of the Federal Reserve. What will Federal Reserve policy be? We're going to be looking at corporate earnings, which actually are coming in. You know, many companies are coming in maybe a little better than expectation. And certainly we are in a situation that if we should happen to see the market stumble today, I still believe we're in a position to buy this market on weakness, because when you look at monetary policy, still is very, very favorable for common stocks. And so I think once we can get beyond the next 24 hours, you know, things will look a little bit different. And this market looks to be fair and looks to be moving higher.
One other thing, Kevin, and I want to get your expertise in as a financial man and an economics man a little bit closer to home. Some difficulties involving State Treasurer Andy Dillon led him to announce his resignation on Friday. It didn't take long for Governor Snyder to appoint a replacement. How does that affect maybe those who are looking at not only the Detroit bankruptcy situation, but also the state of Michigan economically as well?
Well, the Detroit bankruptcy is you know, not going to be affected by this. I mean, it's still, you know, the governor, I think, is still clearly in charge there. And, you know, obviously for the state of Michigan, the whole Detroit bankruptcy is very important. And how we see this, you know, settled is still an open question, of course. I'm sure it's going to take a lot of time, and the courts will have to probably end up being involved. But I think on the local level, again, you know, some of the economic news continues to look a little bit better than the rest of the state. It actually looks a little bit better than nationally. And so, you know, those are the fundamental things that eventually will drive future growth. We have a lot of, you know, great companies here along the lakeshore. I don't see what's happening in Washington. I don't see what's happening in you know, the state treasurer's office is really stopping the entrepreneurial spirit that we enjoy here in West Michigan. And so, yeah, this may be a speed bump along the way, but ultimately, you know, especially here on the west side of the state, I think we're moving forward very, very nicely.
Kevin Clark, as always, we appreciate your expertise and your observations about what is going on not only in Washington, but also on Wall Street, and how it affects the local investor as well as they deal with you over at the Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James. Kevin, have a good week, and you'll talk to Brent next Wednesday morning at this time.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Kevin Clark of the Kevin Clark Business Minute, presented by Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James.